I'm not even sure how I started. I just know I started when I was 4 years old in New Jersey.
That is Dante Veltri. He's a senior this year at Carborough High School, and he's been on the wrestling team since he was a freshman. His coach, DeWitt Driscoll, says Dante's a pretty special kid.
I think one of the best words is probably tenacious. You know, he's one of the most tenacious kids I've met. You know, he's got big goals and he's got big dreams and always working hard to just continuously improve.
And this past February, wrestling in the 120-pound division, Dante took fourth at the state finals in Greensboro.
I take a lot of pride in getting fourth, but I really wanted to win.
Fourth place is big news. DeWitt Driscoll says a top four finish qualifies you to be able to train at regional training centers. The one at UNC is run by Coleman Scott, who won a bronze medal at the 2012 Olympics.
You know, Dante can go once or twice a week and train with an Olympic medalist.
But that is not why you're going to remember Dante Veltri. This is.
I noticed like a lump one day. It was really sore.
It was the fall of 2013. Dante had just begun his sophomore year.
We went to the doctor to see what it was. They put me on medicine, antibiotics for a couple weeks. I didn't think anything of it other than it was keeping me off the mat.
But when the swelling didn't go away, doctors recommended a biopsy. Karen Veltri is Dante's mother.
The biopsy was October 15th. And October 17th, they called me at work.
Dante was only 15 years old. He'd been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
And I had to go pick him up from school and bring him home and tell him that he had cancer.
True to form, Karen says when she broke the news, Dante's first question was, what about wrestling?
You know, I told him we're not going to be wrestling for a while, but you know, we have a much bigger match right now.
Over at Carborough High School, DeWitt Driscoll says he'd been worried ever since he first saw the lump on Dante's arm, but it was still hard news to take.
It threw me backwards. You know, it was really hard to, especially have a kid like Dante who I've been so close with for so long, and emotionally it was really hard to hold it together.
But with cancer treatments looming and his wrestling career possibly over, Dante Veltri did what he always did. He got to work.
Right after I heard, I was upset. I didn't really want to talk to people. And then after like 10 minutes, I just wanted to figure out the plan.